This medical update on KRDO is sponsored by DaVita Medical Group.
And joining us from DaVita Medical Group is Dr. Elizabeth Colvin. She is a pediatrician. Good morning, doctor.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Oh, thank you so much for joining us this morning. And we're talking, of course, all things kids for the next month, keeping kids safe. And let's hop in with the very hot summer we've had, doctor. And of course, we know we all love being out in the sun, playing in the parks, going to the pool, right? Stuff like that. So what are some top tips for parents to help keep their kids safe while they're out in the sun?
Yes, so all of those things that you said we love to do here in Colorado. And so one of the most important things is protection from the sun. So Colorado Springs it's a mile high, so we're a mile closer to all those UV rays that the sun produces. So it's important to put at least SPF 15 on children every single day, even in cloudy weather. And also use physical barriers of protection. So that means hat with the wide brim, sunglasses, using long sleeves and long pants. And so another thing that's important is when the sunscreen says that it's waterproof, do not believe that.
Right.
No sunscreen is absolutely waterproof. And so it needs to be reapplied, especially when kids are swimming in pools and lakes and streams and stuff like that. So every 1.5 to 2 hours needs to be reapplied.
Well, and that's just it, doctor. Even if you're not getting in the water, it's not just a one and done thing with SPF.
Correct. Yep. Correct. Mm-hmm. Those things are very important.
What about, drinking a lot of water, things like that, staying hydrated?
So again, this is a very dry environment here. I recently moved here a couple of months, and I cannot believe how thirsty I am all the time. And so it is really, really important, especially for kids, to be drinking enough water. Kids and infants lose their water more than the adults do. And so the rule of thumb is about, especially if doing any sort of outdoor activity, about 1 liter of water per hour, which we're terrible at doing, but that's our goal. We want to pay attention to signs of thirst in children. So having that thirst mechanism is the way our body tells us if we need more water. And then another way of knowing whether kids need more water seems kind of crazy, but looking at the color of their urine. So if their urine is becoming more dark in color, it means that they're not getting enough hydration. Signs of dehydration can be headache or abdominal pain, even dizziness or lightheadedness or reduced energy. So those are important things to look out for in kids too.
And any other tips, Dr. Colvin, for parents with kids and keeping them safe during the summer, hot summer?
What's that? I'm sorry?
Any other tips for parents keeping their kids safe during this hot summer?
Oh, yes. So, we all love hiking here in Colorado, and so one important thing, though, is trying to stay away from any of the wildlife, although it is very, all those baby bunnies are cute and we want to get closer to them. We know that they harbor illnesses that we don't want children to have, such as rabies and other types of bacterial infections, and so we want kids to stay away from any wildlife.
Well, that's good advice. Well, doctor, it's good to catch up with you. We're going to be speaking with you throughout the month of August, and we appreciate the update, and we will speak to you in a week.
Okay, that sounds great. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thanks for joining us. It is 6:40 on KRDO's Morning News.